Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Ayin Ches, and we are on Ayin Zayin Amabez by the two dots, talking about different shiurim for different types of items that one carries out on Shabbos. Just one source related to yesterday, and that is the interesting line of where etymology of words. We spoke about where dasha comes from, a door, where all different types of words comes from. One of them was levusha, levush, clothing. So levusha comes from lo busha, says the Gemara. Lo busha, no embarrassment. So there is, we mentioned once in the past, we gave a shiur about Big Day Kahuna, about the different significance of the four begadim of a Big Day Kohen Hedyot and the eight begadim of a Kohen Gadol. It's interesting, each one could merit its own discussion, but one of them, just to pick out, related to our issue, is about the Michnasayim. That the special pants type, is not actually pants, but a type of shorts, pants, that was worn by every Kohen. So interesting, if you look at the evidence in the Torah Shebichsav, there is a couple of interesting ha'aras. Number one, the original list in the beginning of Parshat Tetzaveh, it's not on the list. It's not on the list. It talks about these are the Bebelo, Begadim, Esher Yasu, Choshem, Be'efo, Me'il, V'chulu. It's not there. It's not on the list. Furthermore, it's mentioned at the end, but it's the only beged in the out of all of them that there's a specific reason given for its existence and for its wearing. The pasuk says, "Va'aseh lohem michnasei vad lechasos b'sar erva." It's the only one. Third, the only one explicit in the Gemara that there has to be an order. Could the Kohen get dressed however he wants? So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to have anything before the Michnasayim. Michnasayim have to be first. The Rambam has a whole order of all eight. But the Gemara, at least in Chazal, it only has the Michnasayim. So the question is there something unique about the Michnasayim that we should know about? So some of the Mefarshim on the first pasuk when it was left out, the Rashbam, the Chizkuni, they say, Eino, the Rashbam says, Eino maskir el begadim hanirim ha'asuyim lekavod. It's left off the original list because Michnasayim are much more functional. It's not really about the L'shem L'sifares, L'chavar L'sifares, as it says in Parshat Tetzaveh. It's more functional. Min al-kol adam l'ilbosh Michnasayim, says the Eben Ezra. So that's kind of taking away any significance of the Michnasayim. But you might say that the Gemara, it's the Hei Mabez that I mentioned before, that the Michnasayim is the first that has to be put on. It could be that the Michnasayim have a special significance that the others do not have. And that is, the mahus of the Michnasayim is to remove the shame erva of a person. There is a status of a person when he is not clothed, erva, and once the Michnasayim go on, so that removes the shame erva. The other begadim have other purposes, to beautify, to bring splendor. Michnasayim don't have that purpose. You can't see them from the outside. They're covered by the me'il for sure, the outer clothing, but even by the other ktones. So says maybe the pshat is, and there's a line in Rabbi Yosef Engel that seems to say this, that the michnasayim are all about the removal of the shem erva. That's why it has to be first. And that's the significance of the Michnasayim, because it is there to remove the status of Erva. So it's similar to this idea about Levusha. Levush is about low busha. It's to take away the busha, take away the embarrassment of a person when one is unclothed. Just thinking about it now, it's interesting that, right, the first time Begadim are really mentioned, or not mentioned, I should say, in Bereishis, is Adam and Chava were naked, velo yisboshashu. And they were not embarrassed. Ultimately, we need a levush to prevent embarrassment. But in the original plan, there was no embarrassment. Like before, I think the Chizkuni of the Svarno, I think the Svarno says there on that positive, because at that time, to Adam and Chava, every part of their body and every bodily function was equal. Wasn't anything to be embarrassed about. Eating and drinking and sleeping and being with one's wife, that was all equal. It was all functions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the physical world that we had to do. And every part of the body was equal. That's why there was no busha. Masha'en came afterwards, once Taiva came into the world, once Yetzirah became ingrained within. As many Mefarshim say, that the difference between before and after the Chet was the Yetzirah being an external force or being an internal force within each of us. So then already there was Yetzirah and there was busha. And now we need Levush. Now we need Levush to prevent us from having the busha, lo busha, even though earlier it was v'lo yispo shashu. Okay, just wanted to add that in, and now we continue with the two dots on Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. Next item that was on the list in the Mishnah was oil. Shemen kedei lasuch eiver katan. Oil is enough oil to carry out to anoint a small limb. Which limb and whose limb? Amar Rabbi Rabbanai. Shemen kedei lasuch eiver katan shel katan ben yomo. The smallest shear. Rabbanai is the most machmir. Oil enough to anoint and smear on the small limb, a little finger of a 1-day-old baby. That's the smallest limb you're gonna get. Meisve, is that really true? Shemen, we have a brisa that says shemen kedei lasuch eiver katan vikatan ben yomo. There's a vav in there. Enough to smear on a katan and a katan ben yomo. So how do you read those two phrases? My lav, doesn't that mean eiver katan de gadol, the eiver gadol shall katan ben yomo? What's the two phrases it must be? A small eiver of a gadol or a big eiver of a katan 1 day old. After all, isn't it saying two different ones that are similar in shear? So Amri Lacha, Debe Rabbi Yanai, lo, no. Rabbi Yanai would say, Halchi Kamar. No, this is how you read the Brisa Lechumra. Shemen, Kedei Lasuch, Eiver Katan, Shel Katan Men Yomo. Meaning, take out the Vav. It's really one big statement. Lema Ketanoi. Maybe this is really a Machlogas Tanoim, what the minimum shear is for carrying out oil. Shemen. And remember what we said. When there is... Actually, we'll get to it more in a few minutes. Let's just wait. Leva katanoi. Shemen kedei lasuch eiver katan fikatan ben yomo. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon ben Elazar says enough oil to smear on an eiver katan and katan ben yomo. And Rabbi Nasan Omer kedei lasuch eiver katan. They're both somewhat unclear. What's the there's a machlokas here, but we're not sure exactly what they're arguing about. So my lav b'hakam iflagi. Maybe they're arguing about the following. Divrei Shimon ben Elazar savar eiver katan shel katan. Shimon Elazar says, you read it as one big phrase, like the Bei Rabbi Yanai did, so it's the small Eiver of a child, of a baby. Rabbi Nassim Savar, no. Eiver Gadol de Katan de Gadol, or Eiver Gadol de Katan. Maybe it's either or. Aval Eiver Katan, Shal Katan, Ben Yom Alo. But the small Eiver of a small child, of a small baby, no. We're not that Machmir. Isn't that what the Machlokas is about? What else would they be arguing about? So the Gemara says, lo. Maybe not. Tekuli alma eiver katan de katan ben yomalo. Really, everybody agrees that an eiver katan of a katan, that meaning everybody agrees against Rabbi Yanai. Nobody would be that machmir. Such a tiny little amount of oil, that is not acceptable. Sometimes you use that, that's true. But that's not, even in the world of somewhat common, that we would have to be choshesh for that if somebody carried that out. If somebody would carry that out in order to do that, l'chor they'd be chayiv, because that relates to the first Mishnah in the last Mishnah of the previous parak, the Hamatzniyah, the ones that put it away, so then they're chayiv chatos for those who are Matzniyah Kamo. Somebody's doing it for that purpose. But if somebody's not doing it for that purpose, someone stopped carrying it out, so then what would it be chayiv for such a small shear? V'lesa l'drabi Yanai. And maybe everybody argues with Rabbi Yanai. Aye, so what is the machlokes? V'hacha b'hacha miflagi. This is the machlokes between the Tanoim. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Savar, Eiver Katan de Gadol, Ve'Eiver Gadol de Katan Ben Yomo, Ki Adadi Ninhu. The first opinion of Shimon Elazar says, either one, because after all, they're the same shear. Right? The small limb of an adult and the large limb of a baby, depending on which limb you use, you can say they're equal. Right, a finger of an adult and an arm of a baby. You know, if you have a very tiny little baby or a big hand, whatever it is, it can be similar. For Rabbi Nasan Savar, no. Eiver katan de gadol in, eiver gadol de katan ben yoma lo. No, you only have to use the small limb of an adult, not the big limb of a baby, because they are different shiur. The Sfas Emes here deals with, is this a machlokas in Metzius? It's machlokas, the Tanakama holds that it's equal shiurim, and the second opinion holds it's not equal shiurim, it's one is bigger than the other one, so he has to work it out, tries to find out a way that it's not a machlokas in Metzius. Either way, my Haviyala, what do we hold? Tashma, the Tanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Shemen, Kedei Lasuch, Eiver Katan, Shel Katan Ben Yomo, we are Machmir, Lamaisa. It's the oil that's enough for to smear on the small limb of a 1-day-old child. Good. Says the Gemara, Mayim.
Next, water. How much water? And we always pick the smallest shear that is somewhat common, as we said. You can also use oil to cook with. But that's a larger shear. You can use oil to light fire with. But that's a larger shear. This is talking about, objectively, what is the smallest shear that one could go by. Mayim. So what about water? Could they lush of and it's a kilo? Enough water to mix into an eye ointment that one's going to put on their eye. Amar Abaya. Michdi, let's see, kol milsa, deshricha, velo shricha. Let's go through some of the rules. Whenever you have something that is common, and something that is not common, you have two usages. One common, one not common, azor rabbana, baser, deshricha, lakula. We're allowed to go after the one that's more common, lakula. If it's objectively, clearly more common to do one purpose, even if it's a larger shear, we'll go by it. Shricha v'shricha, if they're both equally common, or at least in the same category, then you follow the one that is a smaller shear that is more machmir. So for example, yayin shtiyaso shchicha, refuasa lo shchicha. Most people drink wine to enjoy themselves. They don't use wine in order because they're sick. So azarabana basa shtiyaso deshchicha lekula. That's why, even though a smaller amount of wine is used in medicines, but you can go by the larger shear, because that's an obviously different usage and more common usage, and therefore you could be mako in that case. Chalav achilaso shchicha refuasa lo shchicha. People most of the time drink milk. They don't drink milk because they're sick. Same thing as wine. So therefore azar abana basar achilaso lakula. So you go after it's achila lakula. Interestingly, by wine it calls it shtia, and by chalav it calls it achila. Chalav calls it achila, even though Yad Shachadam, the seven liquids, Chalav is still called a liquid. Interesting why it calls it Achila. Interesting. Next, Dvash, honey, Achilaso Shchicha, Refuaso Shchicha. They're both eating honey and using honey to put on a wound. They're both common, at least then. Azrabanam, Basar Refuaso Lachumra. So that's right, if they're both equally common or uncommon, then you're Machmir. So with all that, so the question is elamayim. So let's talk about water for a minute. Michdi, what's the most common usage of water? To drink water. That's the most common usage. So shtiyaso shchicha, refuaso lo shchicha. To use water in an eye salve is pretty uncommon. So my taima azar abana basar refuaso lechumra. So why are we machmir there? You should go after the more common usage of water, which is to drink it, and one which should be mako in that regard and hold of the larger shear.
Why is milk not a rabbis like any other drink then?
I'm saying, so as we mentioned, chalav is we mentioned kedei gemiyah.
Right,
we mentioned kedei gemiyah, what is milk. So there are certain liquids, correctly pointed out, that have special status, that it's not just a rabbis. Right, why that is, maybe it's learned out based on psukim hagmi'ini. We see milk is even though that pasuk is about water, but you're right. There's a mesorah that certain liquids have this amount. This is the normal, usual amount that someone might use. And certain ones have a different set. It's like you said, the rest of the liquids, but there are certain ones in the Mishnah that are listed. Yayin, chalav, dvash, shemen, mayim. Those are the five that are listed. They have different usages. They have different usages, but not all of them are the, let's say, the refuah usage isn't the one that's mentioned, Dafka. Like we said here, by dvash, you use the machmir one because it's equal, but let's say the one by chalav, you're mekel. But we assume the mekel shear is the gemiyah shear, and not the revia shear. You're right. I mean, why specifically some of those liquids are picked, I'm not sure. But those, there's a mesorah that those have special shearim. If you say like the Pnei Yeshua said, they're all halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So halacha Moshe B'Sinai, about specific liquids, you have these amounts, and anything else is revius. But those have special status. But you're right, it's interesting why those specifically are picked, to do more research. So the Gemara says, why by water are we machmir? If water generally, most commonly, is used for drinking, so why aren't we mako? So two answers. Amar Abaya Bigalila Shanu. Either we're talking about in Galil, where they were very poor, and they were makpid on every little thing. Rashi says, Shemaniyin, umakpidim b'davar mu'at, v'chasin al yayin v'chalav lashuf b'kilar. In Galil, they didn't want to use any other liquids which were more expensive in their eye salve, so it was very common to put water in their eye ointment. Hilkach refuah sanami shchicha. So it's in Galil, so refuah, it was used just as commonly in eye medicine as it was in drinking. Number one. Rava Amar, afilu teima b'shar makomos. No, even other places, kiddish Shmuel. Like Shmuel says, the Amar Shmuel, what does Shmuel say? Water is the best. Yes, other things were used, but water is the best to use in the eye ointment. Amar Shmuel, kol shakyane masu. All liquids heal umitalali, but they also dim your vision. When you put the eye ointment on, it's going to make you blind, for Rashi says, mon in mariso, actually yichla mariso lagamri, until totally you can't see anymore because it's thick and it goes onto the eye. So it has a negative, it has a downside. It has a side effect. Kol shakyani masu umitalali, lobar mimaya de masu velo mitalali. Water is lighter, and therefore, it's only going to have the positive influence and not the negative. That's why people wanted to use water, and that is why we would go by that. We would go by that shear because that's what people would want to use instead of the other liquids. Good. Stop there for a minute. Let's talk about one issue earlier and one issue now. There's an interesting Rambam. So the Rambam says that if you look in Hilchos Shabbos. Hamotzi Mursan. This is what the Mishnah talks about, this Rambam. If somebody carries out bran, the Rambam says it depends why you carried it out. If you carried it out to eat it, then it goes by the shear of food, which is a grogeris. If you carried it out for your animal, then it goes by that shear, kamali pigadi. If you carried it out to color, litzviya, k'te litzvoa beged katan. So ask the Mishnah Malach, the Rambam talks about this food item just as an example with three different purposes. So what are all these examples in the Gemara that we're talking about? Just go by why you brought it out. You go by water is this, and then you go by what's shchiach, what's not shchiach. What are you talking about, says the Mishnah Malach? Just go by why you carried it out. So what you have to say in all of these cases is, you didn't have anything specifically in mind. Right, it's just stam. That's what you have to say in all these cases, says the Mishnah Lamalach, Vida, Dekal Dabar, Haroi, Lushne Dvarim, Vishiro Shalzeh, Eno Kishiro Shalzeh, Beha Amrina Begamara, that's our whole Gemara, Dafayin Ches, Shriach, not Shriach, Vechulu, if it has two Shiurim, and you didn't have either one in mind, Vikal Zehu Bemotzi Bestam, Veina Machavin Behotza Azu Lolu Dabar Shriach, Velo Dabar Delo Shriach, Aval Machavin Laiza Dabar, if you had kavana for something, then that's where you have different details. You go lekula unless you carried it out for refuah, and then you'd be machmir. And then he talks about that's why that Rambam is not following the rules of our Gemara. Why? Because he's talking about a case where you had specific intentions. If you have a specific intention in mind to use it for something, so then you follow that usage. But if you just want to have it in your house, just to have it for whatever you're going to use it for in the future, so then that is not something that's where you follow the shiurim of the Gemara. The Rambam there says, and all these shiurim, it's about significance. The Rambam's lashon there in the beginning of Perek Yud Ches, Hamotzi Davar Mirshus Hayachal Mirshus Rabim, Oh Mirshus Rabim Mirshus Hayachid, Eino Chayiv Acheyotzi Mimenu Shir Shemoil Klum. Some type of significant shear. That's what's being determined here. That it's you're going to use it for something. That's what the Rambam says in that regard. Good. Again, another point we could talk about. Let's talk about relating to the last line. Shmuel says that water is more effective because other items could cause a person, chas v'shalom, to become blind. There is an interesting discussion in the Tanayim, Rachmana l'Islan, if somebody becomes blind. The chiyuv of suma in mitzvos. Of a blind person. Person becomes blind, Rachman al-Islan, are they chayiv in all mitzvos? So there's a question about certain brachas that is said. But we paskin, they say pokei achivrim, because other people can see and help them. What do they do about Kiddush Levana? What do they do about other tefilos, yotzer, aravore, choshech? What about mitzvos in general? So we paskin, assume is chayiv in mitzvos. That's what we paskin. Whatever mitzvahs that he could do, Rachman al-Islan, it's a tragedy that he can't see, but he's chayiv, right? Rav Yosef, there are many, a number, of blind Amoraim. But there is a deya in the Tanaim of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds that Asuma is pater for mitzvahs. That's Rav Yehuda's shita. And there's an amazing Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara says on Daf Pei Zayin, Amar Rav Yosef, Meireish Hava Amina, Rav Yosef said, Rav Yosef was blind. And then we spoke about him a couple of days ago, that he was into the Targumim. Spoke about why that is. He was always the one that gives Targum. So Rabbi Yosef said, Meresh Avamina, I used to think, Man da Amar Halacha Kreb Yehuda, da Amar Sum, Apatam Yikola Mitzvahs, Kavinna Yomatavala Rabbanan. I used to say that whenever somebody used to tell me the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that a sum is part of our mitzvahs, and I do mitzvahs anyway, I used to make them a party. I used to be so happy. Why? My taima, delo mifkadina, the kavizna mitzvahs. Because I'm not even commanded and I'm doing mitzvahs. It's unbelievable. Sister Yosef, I was always happy when people used to tell me that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Because I'm volunteering all these mitzvahs. Who could get better than that? But, hashta, but now that I heard Rabbi Chanina's statement of Godol HaMetzuva V'Yosef V'Mishein HaMetzuva V'Yosef is greater to be commanded and do it, right, because you have a greater Yitzhahara, whatever the reason is, because of that, so now I make a party for those who tell me that Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because I want to be commanded. Ma damali ain't Halacha Rabbi Yehuda v'na yom tavel rabbanan. My time tefchim ifkadina is le'agret fei. That's the Gemara. So he used to make a party when he wasn't commanded, and now he makes a party when somebody tells him that he is commanded. Tosfos there and elsewhere discusses, he made a party? He made a party when he found out he wasn't commanded? That weighs in on the issue of, are you allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah that you're not commanded to do? Right, this is discussed, the sugya of a woman making a bracha on a zman grama. Would he make a party if he couldn't say a bracha on a mitzvah? Some Bali Tosfos say, no way! You can't say a bracha, you're like, you feel bad. You're a secondary citizen. You can't make a bracha on something? So it can't be, so it must be, that's one of Tosfos's rayas, that women can make a bracha on his man grama. Ashkenazic custom. Because, after all, you're going to tell me he was having a party, going to make a bracha? That's one discussion. But then Tosfos says, that's a discussion in Tosfos elsewhere, in brachas and elsewhere. But here, Tosfos says, in Baba Kama Pei Zayin, how can, if a sum is putter from all mitzvahs, isn't he mufka? So how could he ever be motzi somebody in mitzvahs? How could he ever be motzi somebody? So the Gemara says, he's chayiv drabanan. Chazal said he's chayiv drabanan in mitzvahs, because they didn't want him to not to be chayiv at all, so he's chayiv drabanan in mitzvahs. Ask Tosfos then, why would the rabbanim chayiv him in mitzvahs? Because they felt bad for him, they wanted him to be chayiv in mitzvahs, drabanan, so why weren't the rabbanan, why didn't they obligate women to do mitzvah sasei zman grama midrabanan? What's the difference between a blind person and women? Stentosis has the key line. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that assume is pater from mitzvos, let me read you the line. The Gemara sounds like he's pater mamish. Venira. The apa gav the pater Rabbi Yehuda summa mikol mitzvos mikol makom midrabanan chayiv. Apa gav the isha miftar be mitzvah sasei zman grama v'lo machayvin apila midrabanan. Why? By sumas, are they obligated not by women? Why? Because by women, there are plenty of mitzvahs that they are obligated in. There are other mitzvahs. So a couple of zman grammas they're not obligated in? Okay. But they still are obligated. So there's no need to obligate them. Aval suma ipatris le mikol ha-mitzvos. But by a suma, if you say they're patra, they're not obligated in any mitzvahs. Afilu midrabanan imkein havile kimonachri. They're like a non-Jew. She'ein noeg b'toras Yisrael klal. And therefore, even if on a daraisa level, you pater, sumas pater from all mitzvahs, you don't want them to be like a non-Jew. So you have to give them some mitzvahs. That's what Chazal instituted. Chiyuvi d'rabbanan for a suma. According to Yehuda, we don't pass in this way anyway. But according to Yehuda, they are chayiv and mitzvahs midrabbanan, unlike a woman. That's Tosfos. Ask the achronim on Tosfos, a suma would be like a non-Jew? And that's why they had to obligate them in mitzvahs? Reb Kiva Eker discusses this in the first siman in Yoredeya. First siman on the halacha about a suma shechting. Whether a suma is chayv and mitzvahs, can he shech for someone else? Ask the achron in 1 minute. What about all the los assays? What about the los assays? A suma can't violate any of the los assays. So he's pater from the assays. Fine. But the los assays, he's like an onain. An onain can't eat treif. An onain can't be mechal Shabbos. So what's Tosfos talking about? That, if we don't obligate it in mitzvahs, he'll be like a non-Jew. So say the achronim beautifully, no. The point is, what reflects Kedushas Yisrael? Kedushas, obviously, to be a Jew, you have to do the 365 Los Assays too. But what reflects Kedushas Yisrael? Kedushas Yisrael is reflected by the mitzvahs assay. Specifically. And that's what Tosfos means. The mitzvah say is what reflects our Kedushas Yisrael. That connects to the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, where the Ramban discusses the principle of Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. And the Ramban asks the simple question, why is that? Lo Saseh are much worse. Violating a los aseh is much worse than not doing an aseh. Why don't we say when I violate a los aseh, I get malchus, I get punished. Not doing an aseh, there's no aveira. It's a bittul aseh, but there's no onesh, right? Maybe you have to read carbon ola. So why do we say asi docha los aseh? So the Ramban says a little bit of piashkafa, because aseis flow from avas Hashem, and los aseis flow from yiras Hashem. Avas Hashem is greater than yiras Hashem. Aseh docha los aseh. That's the Ramban's Shita in Parshas Yisro, and Rabbi Yosef Engel adds on, and the Meshech Chachma adds on, that's why we don't say that principle in the Beis HaMikdash. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, Yira is primary. Yira Mikdash. Ein Asi Dochalos Asay Shabbat Mikdash. But either way, what do you see from there? That the Asays flow from Ava, say the Achronim, to explain Tosfos, that's what Tosfos means. He would be like a non-Jew. Because you need Asays. You need Asays. Good, that's related to Sumas Chiv and Mitzvahs. Just one other source, which is a tremendous chiddush. We don't fully understand it, but I'll mention it. It's a Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid in the Sefer HaMachria. It's a separate Sefer the Tosfos Rid wrote. Sefer HaMachria. He writes, in my edition, it's on page Nun Dalid. He says, to answer, he doesn't even talk about, obviously he's a Rishon, but quoting Tosfos' issue, and he clearly says that a Suma is even Pater from, he's not obligated even in the Los Aseis. That's his Lashon. Even in the Los Aseis. He says, "V'kiva dechayim midrabanan bevada ki hu mevarech al kol hamitzvos ukiyotze besuma kamo katan shigil lachinuch de'avagav devada midaraisa hu chayim midrabanan bechol hamitzvos mevarech alim kegadol v'yesh koach bechachamim lechayvo mishum delo yavar beval tosif talav bar hachihu v'chulu v'chulu." And he continues. He said he's not included in Baltosif because he's not chayim in los aseis. There's a hagah on the side that says pliya nisgava lo uchala. I have no idea what he's talking about. The Hechi Tase, I don't know who wrote this Haggah. It's one of the editors, one of the other he's showing him. The Hechi Tase Gadaitin, the Mandamar Suta Pata, we call him Mitzvahs, Shei Pata, Afilum, we call Lavin, Sheba Torah, Kikatan, Voloyi Anish, Bavodizara, Gilearayish, Vichasdamim, Chil, Shabbos, Vishar, Kol Haveris. How could you say that? Vibrei Heyoso Suma, Vuhu Ish Yisrael Ben Das, Ein Hadas Sovalto, Dovarzeh, Velo Allah Alibo Dahu Mandamar Klal. It's impossible. It's impossible. That he could steal, and he could even shatnez. You want to say it's just the shimios, not the sichlios? Either way, it's a tremendous chiddush if it's really true. But anyway, it's right here in the Sefer HaMachria related to a Suma Pater for Mitzvahs. So that is why, how do we get into this? That is why people like to use water in their eye salves and not wine, because it prevents them, what doesn't get over their eyes, and they stay chayiv in mitzvahs according to all shitas. Okay. Let's continue. We can talk about chola also, but we'll continue a little more. Says the Gemara, "Avishar kol mashkin berevius." All other mashkin are the revius is the shear. Tana rabbanan dam. What's the shear for blood? Dam v'chol mini mashkin berevius. Blood and all liquids are revius. As was just pointed out, that certain liquids have a separate shear, but all the liquids are revius. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer dam kidei lichol ba'ayin achas. Blood, enough blood to put over on one eye, at least to use it for some type of coloring, to color one eye. Shekin kochel in the barkis, because that's what they use for barkis. What's barkis? Rashi says it's some type of illness where there is a growth on the eye. Right, so Rashi says, Maila shaboletes ba'ayin. Some type of growth on the eye, they have to put blood on in order to heal it. So that's the amount of the shear. Umay ninu, and which blood do they use? Dama to tarnagolas bra. The blood of a wild chicken. Okay. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, dam, or a hen. Dam, kadei lichobo ayin achas. Also, he says, enough to do one eye, shekin kochlin li yarod, because they used to use that for cataracts, for yarod. Rashi says, tavlul, something in the eye. Umay nihu dama te karushtina. They use the dam of a mouse or of a mole. V'simanei, how do you remember which blood is used for which ailment? Gava lagava bara lebra. The inside animal for the inside one, the mouse which hangs out most of the time in one's house, you use for the eye ailment that's inside the eye, and the blood of the wild hen, you use for the protrusion that's sticking out of the eye. And that's usually an animal that is outside the house. That's, you remember which is which. Bamed Dvar Mamurim, period. So when do you say all of this? Bamed Dvar Mamurim, all of these shiurim, bimotzi, by someone who's carrying them out, aval bimatsniya, kol shu chayiv, but by a matsniya, any amount is chayiv. The Gemara will talk about what that means. What do you mean matznia? What malach are you doing? So we'll talk about that. Rabbi Shimon Omer, a little different, the opposite. Bamedram amurim b'matznia. These shirim are based on the ones that are matznia. If you choose those amounts, aval b'motzi enuchayv ela b'revias. But by a motzi, it's only revias. All shirim, all liquids. Rabbi Shimon says that all the liquids, even earlier in the Mishnah, the honey and the milk and the wine, is all the revias, unless you specified and you focused on the other shiurim. Umotim chachamim l'Reb Shimon, b'motzi shofachin l'rushas harabim, sheshiurim b'revias. The chachamim agree to Reb Shimon that if you carry out wastewater, shofachin to rushas harabim, that the shiur is revias. What is that good for? So we'll have to see. Continuing first, Amar Mar, b'medram amurim b'motzi, avol b'matznia kol shehu. The first line of the Brisa says, the shirim apply to one who carries them out, but the one who hides and puts away a smaller amount, any amount. Says the Gemara, atu matznia la motzi hu. I understand, we're talking about the melacha votsa. So what does it mean? The matznia is chayev for less. The matznia is also the motzi. So Amar Abaya, hachem ha'eskina, no, this is what we're talking about. There is a separate matznia and a separate motzi. What's the case? B'talmid sha'amar lo rabo, lech upaneli ha'makam l'su'uda. There's a, here it doesn't mean like a rabbi, a talmid, and learning. It just means like a master and a student or an apprentice that's learning to do something. And the master tells a student, could you please close, go clear me off some space over there. And then the student was going to carry out the stuff, let's say, on the table, carry it out. So, whose machshava do you go by? Halachu panelo, so the student cleared off the table and carried the items in Rishas Arabim. So, what happens if the balabayas collects certain tiny little things and the student doesn't? So, does the machshava of the balabayas determine and affect the chiyuv of the student? So, davar chashiv lakol, something that is objectively chashiv chayiv lave. The student is chayiv on that. Davar she'eno chashiv lakol, but something that is inherently insignificant, so that it depends. I atznei rabbe, if the rab is matznei it mechayiv lave, then the student is chayiv for it. That's what it means. Ha-matznia, if it's the matznia, if it's b'matznia kolshu, that means if the matznia, so then even the student is chayiv for that. V'ilo lo mechayiv, and if not, he is not chayiv if the rav would not be makpid about it. Period. Little more, and then we'll comment. Amar Mar, the last line, modem chacham l'Reb Shimon, b'motzi shofach l'rishas harabim sheshirim b'revias, that if you carry out wastewater, it's revias, says the Gemara, shofach l'maychazu. What's the point? What's the purpose of wastewater? It has to be something. So have to have some usage. What do they use it for? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, l'gabel b'anazatit. You use it to make cement with, right? It's you don't drink it, but use it to make cement with. V'otanya, but 1 second. Didn't we learn in the next Mishnah? We'll get to it. Tit. How much cement do you have to carry out? Kedei lasos ban pikur, in order to put on a pikur. What does that mean? You know, one of those blowers that you stick into the fire in order to make the fire blow better. It's a bellow. So around the hole where the bellow goes in, they used to line, put a rim on it in order to make it easy to put the bellows in. So that's what you use the cement around it. That's the amount of cement. So you use a much smaller amount of cement. Then you the shear for the water is a revius, because that's the amount that's going to be used for the cement. But carrying out cement itself is much more much smaller shear. So like Mara says, Amreb Yirmia legabel. I'm sorry, I skipped. Lo kasha ha de migbal ha de lo migbal. No, the point is, before you make the cement, nobody makes such tiny amounts of cement. So that's why you make a larger shear, so the amount of water that you're going to use to make the cement is a larger shear. Once you have the cement, so then even a drop of cement is useful to you. Nobody's going to make the cement in the first place for such a small purpose. So that's why the water, which is used to make the cement, is going to be a larger shear, even though the cement itself is going to be a smaller shear. I saw on the Chashukei Chemed, I think hopefully we're going to have two today, he has an interesting case that came to him. He says the following case. She'ela, Maisa Shabbat Din Torah Lafaneinu. There was a Din Torah, somebody came. There was a maskir and a socher. There was a tenant and a landlord. And the tenant said that there's something wrong with the biyuv. There's something wrong with the pipes and with the waste in this apartment. Every time I use it, the wastewater, it's mixed in, the water is not so clean, right, with the, and he wants to be mevatel, his chose, he wants to renege on the lease that he signed. Hu osif Shelomrot hakriot achozrot v'nishot le'instal after. And even though he called the plumber many times, the problem keeps coming back. L'tainato hatzineret ha'yishanav achodot. There's too much rust. There's a big problem here with the plumbing in the apartment. And the maskir says, no, it's that this tenant wants to renege on the lease. He just got a job somewhere else and he wants to leave. And he's just trying to find a problem. But there's really nothing wrong with the water. And he says, "Lotzarach kach poseich as bears by him," and that's why he leaves the water on and he puts stuff in it. That's all machlokas. The question is, you got to figure out a way to test the water. Umesaper tiburah in salatim mekulkal, and therefore lachenu itzia levdok et mahut amayim hamalim etirato, whether the water is clean or it's mei shofachin. So the shliach bezdin goes to test the water. Shliach bezdin nishlak lebeisam lavias amayim bekli. He went to bring the water and the kli to test if it is. If it is good or not. If he would carry that out on Shabbos. That's the Shaila. Hamotzi ko shofachin elu. So this is for a purpose. You want to test if it is shofachin or not. So would we say there that even though inherently, if it's shofachin, if it's wastewater, you have no purpose to it, but here your purpose is to know that it is wastewater, is that good enough? Your purpose is to know that it is garbage, and memela, that'll affect, you know, the lease. So he says, well, maybe it connects to what we discussed a couple of days ago. Remember we discussed that by Damnida. We discussed that Damnida is no, there's nobody puts, hold on to Damnida. So I think we might have mentioned that. The Ron says, what if you have to show it to a Chacham? What if you have to show it to a Chacham? You're right, it's after you already showed it to a Chacham. But what do you see from the question of the Ron? Damnida inherently is useless. But if you could get information from the Damnida that would be useful for you, Tameh or Tahar, so then Memela, that's good enough. So says Rav Zilberstein, so to hear, Mevuar b'divrei Haran, Shehamotzi eid laharos l'chacham, imutar Tameh or olo, nechsheves hotzat tzricha l'gufa, v'chayavet aleha. So l'chora here too. You want information from this water, this shofachin, and therefore it should be chayiv. Tzarechin. He just leaves that as an interesting question, whether one will be chayiv in that case or not.
On what
shear? So any small amount. Any small amount would be, right, I mean, do you got even smaller than a revius, you're saying? Lachor, even smaller than a revius. Right. Even smaller than a revius, because you could test even smaller amounts to see whether it's clean or not. And it might be clean water, right. It might be clean, but you don't know. Right, but does it, right, you determine retroactively if it was clean, but you still didn't take it out to use for the eye salve. You didn't take it out for that.
You have to take it out for that?
But even more fundamentally, you took even a tiny amount, you could check. So therefore, even a tiny amount should be good enough. Whatever you could, however you do the test. Okay, let's continue. There's one other horror also, just to mention, and then we'll talk about it more at the end if we have time, probably not, and that is some of the Achronim say, what's the shear for Dam? What's the shear for Dam? Or he said originally, right, or like all Mashkin Beravius. But interesting, is it Issa Daraisa to drink Dam? So Dam goes by a Ravius, which is the Makar, the regular for Shtias Mashke. So it's just a horror that you have to say, it's not only determined by Jews. Right, Dam, it's not something that anybody really drinks, but once it has a status of a liquid, you go by what's raw ilishtos, even though it's asa daraisa to drink Dam. But that's just a ha'ara. Good. Says the Mishnah, hamotzi chevel, somebody carries out rope, kadilazos ozen lakupa, enough rope to make a handle for a basket. Gemi, which is like a reed, kadilazos tlai lenafa lechvara, which is a little less serious handle for a sieve or a sifter, also something to hold it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, they lead to me men who meet has been a lakatan. No, the shear for a reed is enough to measure the shoe size of a child, right? In the Talmudic times, they didn't have those fancy metal things that said in the shoe stores. How do you go to the shoemaker? You took a reed, you measure your child's foot, you brought that reed to the shoemaker and said, here, I need a shoe this size. This is the size of my child's foot. So that's what it was used for. So that's the shear of the reed. Niyar, paper, kadei licht of alof kesher muchsin. How much paper? Enough to write a little on it, a receipt of a tax collector. I mean, he gives it back to you like you paid. So that's little amount of writing on paper, enough to write that. That's the minimum, that's the smallest shear. Vahamotzi kesher muchsin chayiv. And if you carry out this, you would be chayiv. you would be chayev. What's a kesher muchsin? Like we just said, the Rashi explains also, it's when he signs it, and just keep in mind for later, Rashi says in the last five words on the page, v'hen gedolos mishte osios shalanu. He like stamps it with two large letters, larger than our letters. Right, that's kesher muchsin. So the Mishnah says, if you carry that out, you're chayev. What's the chiddush of that statement? If you carry that out, you're chayev. Aren't we talking about that, the shear? So Tosfos on Amud Beis over here, it's printed on the third Tosfos. Itzrich lashmi'inan afilu katzav ala klaf. Even if you would have written this receipt on klaf, even though klaf is usually a larger shear, as we'll say in a minute, but if you happen to write a tax receipt on the klaf, then you're chayev for that, even though it's a smaller shear of what usually klaf, the smaller shear for klaf is. Continuing. Niyar machuk, paper that is worn out, so you can't use that to write on. It's already used, it's worn. Kedei lichroch al tzlochis, ktana shal palyotin. Right, we discussed palyotin in the earlier prakim, the little bottles of perfume. So enough to use as a cover to that little bottle of perfume. Right, it's already worn out paper, that's what you could use it for. Or leather, kedei lasos kamiyah, in order to make an amulet. As we discussed earlier, the Ritva here says they didn't actually write amulets on unprocessed hide, or, but what they do, they used to wrap it in the or. That's what we had earlier. They used to wrap it when we spoke about taking an amulet into a bathroom. And we spoke about it's covered in or, daf samach beis earlier, so that's what the Ritva here says it means. It means enough to wrap a kamiya in or. Klaf. How much klaf, which is processed hide, right, what we call klaf, could they licht over law, parsha ktana, shebet tefillin, shishma Yisrael, enough to write the smallest of the four parshias in tefillin, which is shma, right, that's the smallest, amount given on, written on a klaf, right, on a mezuzah, you have two parshias written, right, you have shma and vahaya. On klaf, on the shel yad, you have all four, but on the shel rosh, it's four separate ones, so the smallest one is the first parsha, which is shma Yisrael. Good, if you look in the Tosfos Yantif right here discusses this first parsha, parsha ketana shebet tefillin, he says, tamili, lamai itzrich lafarish, the zeal, right, shehi, what does the pasuk say? Right, lichto parsha ketana shebet tefillin, shehi shma Yisrael. I didn't know that. I didn't know what the smallest parsha of tefillin was. The Mishnah has to add on three extra words, which is Shema Yisrael. Ask the Tosfos Yantif, v'nirali d'ishrach l'misni, we need to say it for the following reason. Because we know that the four parshas in the tefillin are ma'akvo zedzeh. Even though the tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad are not ma'akiv each other, what if I only have three out of the four klafim for the shel rosh? Then it's pointless to put on the shel rosh. They're ma'akiv each other. So therefore, I might have thought, says the Tosfos Yantif, that writing one of these parshias is not significant. Because after all, you need all four to do the mitzvah. Lo levi shir, lo tzar Shabbos. I'm saying, shahiyah k'pichtei lichtov alav kol arba parshias. That's why it says, shehi shma Yisrael. Why? Umikivan, shaparsha k'tani shishma Yisrael, yish l'shar bo levad. Why? Because it's emphasizing, sometimes you do write on a klav just shma Yisrael. And that is for kriya shma lamita. Says the Tosfos Yantif. So you're right, you wouldn't be able to use this for tefillin. But the first parsha, emphasizing, which is Shema Yisrael, that's used for Kriyas Shema Lamita, again, as the first Rashi and Tosfos speak about in Shas, you only have to say the first parsha, as long as you said all three parshias after the Zman. So that's the emphasis of Shema Yisrael, which is the one that we say before we go to sleep. Good. So that's what klaf is used for. Right, you don't use klaf for smaller, like kesher muhsin. If you did, like Tosfos said, you'd be chayav for even for a smaller amount of klaf. But because klaf is more expensive, that's why Rashi says, "Idi damav yikarim." Klaf is more expensive. That's why you only used it for the larger, for like mezuzahs and tefillin, but not for just little notes to write on. Good. Dio, how much ink? K'dei lichto beis osios, enough to write two letters. K'chol, another type of dye. K'dei lichol ayin achas, enough to dye one eye. Devek, k'dei litin barosha shavshef, enough to put on the top of a board. We'll have to see what that means. Zeves, v'gufris, pitch or sulfur. K'dei lasos nekev, in order to, when you make a little hole and you stuff it up, that's what, how much of that? Sha'ava, wax, k'dei liton, api, nekev katan, in order to close up a little hole. Charsis, crushed brick, k'dei lasos pikur shel sofrei zav, as we spoke about earlier, to make the hole for the bellows to go in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, k'dei lasos pitput, enough to make a tripod. as we'll talk about. Subin, Hakor's bran, kadei litain al pi kershel tzofrizov, enough to use for fuel for those who work with gold. Sid, how much lime, kadei lasod ketanesh bebanos, enough to put on the sides of the, to smear a small limb of a little girl. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kadei lasos kilkel, enough to put on her temples in order to make her hair lie flat. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, kadei lasod undefi, enough to put on one's forehead, Rashi says. Okay, all different shiurim, what the common usages were in those days. Hachevel, so back to the first part of the Mishnah, a rope enough to make a basket. Chevonami lechayiv, kelasos flayiv lenafel lekvara. Why don't you go by rope enough to make a less sturdy handle on a sieve or a sifter, which is a smaller shear? Why do you go by the larger basket? No, kivan decharik bemana, since a rope is rougher, it could cut your hands, lo avdi inshi. People don't use such type of rough rope on everyday kitchen kalim. Period. Tana Rabbanan, hutzin k'dei lasos other shiurim, hutzin k'dei lasos ozin lasal, kvifa mitzris, how much hutzin, how much of the bushes, enough to make a handle for a basket, an Egyptian basket. Siv, how much vine, acherim omrim k'dei liton api mashpech katan l'saneinus hayayin. Sometimes you could put vines across a barrel in order to use as a sieve, and you pour the wine on, and the wine goes into the barrel, and the gook and the solids are caught with the vines, so enough to do that. Revav, how much grease? Kedei lasuch tachas ispagin katana, enough to put it, you're making cookies, you're making little matzahs, enough to put on the matzahs. Vakama shiura, how much is that kisela? The size of a coin. Vatanya kegrogeris, idividi, we learned it's the size of a dried fig, idividi chatz shiurahu, that's the same shear. Mochin, how much cotton, kdelasos kadur katana, enough to make a small ball. Vakama shiuro keegos, the size of a nut. We could also talk about, if we had time, all the different halachas about the size of a nut being the smallest shear, the size of an esrog, and the other sizes, but that's not for now. Kniyar, kdei lichtov alav kesher muhsin, we mentioned paper, enough to write the tax receipt on it. Tana, kama kesher muhsin, shte osios. Two letters, but as Rashi said, two big letters. V'raminu, but we learned, hamotzi niyar chalak, if somebody carries out paper, if you can write on it two letters, you're chayev, in ma'apater. The shear is two letters, two regular letters. But we said before, it's two big letters. Right, the kesher muhsin is two big letters. Amar Sheshes, my shteosio, shall kesher muhsin. First answer is that no, the brisa means two big letters. Right, it means letters of the tax receipts. Rava Amar, no. Shteosios tidan ubeis achiza dahainu kesher muhsin. When it says two letters, your chaya for, that means two letters and also with a margin enough to hold on to it without smudging the letters. So altogether, that equals the size of kesher muhsin letters. So two answers. How do you understand the braisa? Meisve, 1 minute. Hamotzi niyar machluk v'shtar parua. If somebody carries out basically paper that's useless. Right, it's already worn out paper or a star that was already paid up. So im yesh below ben shalo. Kidei lichtov shtei osios, if there is still enough white area around to write two letters. O bikulo, kidei lichroch apitzlochas ketana shel palyatin, or the whole item can be used to be a bottle cap. Chayiv v'im la'afater. That's the brisa. So bishlam al Rav Sheshes, according to Rav Sheshes, the amar, my shtei osios shal kesher muhsin, shapir. According to Rav Sheshes, who said earlier, what does the brisa mean by two letters? It means two big letters. So, say that's what it means here too. Two big letters. El la rava, the amar shtei osios yidonu beis achiza, dahainu kesher muhsin, but according to Rava, who said the other pshat, no, two letters always means two regular letters. And what we meant before was enough space for two letters with enough space to hold it on the side because you don't want the letters to smudge. But hacha beis achiza lo tzarech, here you can't give that shot because if there's nothing on the document that you need. So you can't say here it means two letters with enough area to hold it because it's a worthless piece of paper. So kasha, we don't answer that question. The Ritva says even though we don't answer it, that's what we follow that. Tana Rabbana, just finishing up the last section. Hamotzi kesher muhsin ad shelo harei lemoches. If somebody carries out a tax receipt before they show it to the tax collector, so it's still useful to them, chayiv. Then they're chayiv for that, because that's still significant. Misha hereu lemoches pater. But after they show it to the lemoches already, pater. Because now it's useless. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Ach misha hereu lemoches chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Tzarek lo. No, even afterwards, you still need it. What's this machlokas about? My binayu. So Amar, but the question is, how much do people hold on to these items when they need it for certain, somewhat far-fetched cases? Amar Abaya, Igibinayo, Rihiti Mochsa. Maybe the machlokas is the tax collector sometimes sends runners out to try to check people's receipts. So are people worried about that? Are they going to hold on to their receipts in order to have, so that if people come and check, so then they will have it? Or Rava Amar Mochis, Gadol Mochis Katan Ikibinayu. You showed it to the smaller tax collector, do people hold on to it show it to the big tax collector? Or Ravashi Amar Chad Mochis Ikibinayu. The question is, even after you show it to one tax collector, would you want to keep it to show it to in another place? To a second one. Why? Maybe people will want to say, Chazi garva demochis ana. Look, I paid my taxes. Look at me. They want to show it. So in all these three cases, these three suggestions, the machlokas is, there's a certain percentage of people that are worried about this and would keep it. Is that enough of a percentage that we would say it's called significant on Shabbos to be chayav for? That's the machlokas. Again, it's a halachic machlokas, not a machlokas of mitzias. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. And Baruch Hashem, we will continue. Parsha Shir, Baruch Hashem, should be up, hopefully. And we'll continue.